The Department of Works increased the expanded public works program, the EPWP as it's known, and the wage rate from 88 Rand to 92 Rand 31 per day from the 1st of November. And I'm joined now by the Deputy Director General for the EPWP, Stanley Henderson. Evening, Deputy DG.
Good evening, Michael, and good evening to your listeners. Just a quick correction. The increase in the minimum wage rate for the expanded public works program is actually announced annually by the Minister of Labour as per the special ministerial determination on the expanded public works program. I state that for the record so that it's not public works actually increasing that, but we are the overall coordinating department for public employment programs.
Right, just for absolute crystal clarity then, how is the expanded public works program wage rate determined?
When the expanded public works program started, obviously, many years ago, 2004, and the wage rate is determined on the basis that it should not encourage or advance the possible job displacement, because what you want to do is to give poor and unemployed people the opportunity to be drawn into the world of work. Hence, the minimum wage rate for the EPWP is, you would have noticed, lower than the national minimum wage, for instance, and is determined on there are a few facts that's taken into account, such as geographical variations in terms of the whole range of economic issues, and then, for instance, what is currently happening in the infrastructure sector also. So the minimum wage rate is determined by the Minister of Labour, and it's technically a deviation from the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, because it deals specifically with public employment programs. And so it is determined, or rather, one of the criteria would be that it should not encourage job displacement. And then on an annual basis, the Minister of Labour takes into account the CPI, the inflation rate, and adjusts this minimum wage accordingly. And without being overcooking the point, we have to keep in mind also that this is the minimum wage rate and not the maximum wage rate, which means no public employment program should pay less than the current 92 Rand per day. But we have the wage range, it goes much higher than that.
And if you look at it, that is by exemption, as you say, exemption from the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. That could become the effective minimum wage floor across the economy.
Well, it is actually technically not an exemption from the use of from the national minimum wage. Is that what you already said? You didn't use that. I want to say it is an exemption from the national minimum wage. Right, that's actually what it is. We are currently exempted from that in order not to... So in a way, we are not active participants in the labor market because government is not in the business of creating jobs per se, but what government is doing is saying through government spending, or public sector spending, every year, X amount will be spent on the creation of infrastructure, social services, etc., and we optimize that spending to draw people into the world of work.
It is targeted at relatively unskilled people on a large scale.
Yes. If you will allow me to just take a step back. So we are not exempted from the use, you used the term earlier, from the Basic Conditions for Employment Act. We are not exempted from the Basic Conditions for Employment Act. As a matter of fact, the special ministerial determination guiding the expanded public works program is actually a subset of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act.
It's a deviation
from the Act. But that is why the Minister of Labour signs the minimum wage rate and everything that would go with that, because it is a deviation from the Basic Condition of Employment Act. You're right.
But if one looks at that deviation, and government's aims are clear here, to use public procurement and projects, infrastructure, for example, to try and offer opportunities to relatively unskilled people on a fairly large scale, surely it would make sense to allow the private sector a similar deviation in their efforts to generate jobs for a similar cohort of unskilled people on a large scale. And I ask this because in South Africa at the moment, I think one could quite clearly see that our unemployment problem is one of creating and finding work for unskilled people in the labour market.
So that's a very important point, and one has to understand perhaps why there's a difference. You would be aware of the current YES program, Youth Employment Service program, where the private sector has committed to take on board young people. And the argument that the public, or rather the private sector, should be allowed to do or to be exempted like from national minimum wage, for instance, we would not agree with that, because the job of the private sector would be to create jobs where the unemployed and the new entrants to the labor market should be absorbed into the formal labor market. And you would be aware that about the discussions around the national minimum wage that is currently something like 20 rand per hour, 20 odd round. For the EPWP, it would work out to close to obviously 9 rand odd per hour, which means so it's about 50% of that. What you we have to distinguish here clearly between what public employment programs should be achieving and what the economy should be achieving. Public employment programs, what we are doing is we are stepping into the breach of the unemployment, or to address some of the major problems with regard to unemployment in an environment where the economy does not absorb the unemployed and new entrants to the labor market. So that should go away. In an ideal world, the economy, the growth rate would have been high enough to employ more people. What you don't want would be for the private sector to pay EPD or public employment program rates, and therefore yes, would be they may be able to employ more people. But the argument could also be made, and that's an argument that had been discussed between the parties at NEDLAC over a period of time, and the agreement there was that the private sector would not pay the public employment program rates, because what we are doing is to optimize government spending in order to fill the gap, so to speak, of people who are unemployed. Just to make this point, and it's a very important one, in South Africa, in terms of social protection and social security, there would be all kinds of grants, for instance. If you are young enough, child support grant. There would be a grant for people living with disabilities. There would be foster grant. If you're old enough, you will be able to get an old age pension. There's no grant for those who are willing and able to work but can't find work. And this is a serious problem. The economy does not absorb them. And what we are saying is we have to, as government, departments and government at all three spheres of government, national, provincial, and local government, as they execute their mandate, they have to optimize the creation of work opportunities.
Deputy DG, just to interject there, I think what business would argue is that the economy is not able to absorb particular workers because of the fact that we have an inflexible wage environment, and certainly one that has set the minimum wage at a level that doesn't make them economic to employ.
Well, one can dispute that, and these arguments had been advanced at NEDLAC over a period of time, and I think between labor and business and government, it was agreed that there would be all kinds of initiatives that should really push for the economy to stabilize and grow. Hence the recent job summit, the youth initiatives on a broad front in order to ensure that people will be absorbed into the labor market properly. Public employment programs we would categorize as a special type of development intervention, as I said, in an environment where you have low economic growth, or we had seen jobless growth over a period of time, even before 2008, when the economic slump seriously had been noticed. And that's why what we don't want to do is to bring under the guise of public employment programs, pay workers even less. And the private sector should actually adhere to the agreements that that reached at NEDLAC and through the national minimum wage negotiations.
Thank you very much for your time, Deputy DG for the Expanded Public Works Programme. Sandy Henderson on the line, sharing a little bit more about how the programme works and the fact that we've seen the participants' wage rates increased from 88 Rand to 92 Rand 31. And as stressed, that wasn't a decision that is undertaken by the department, but rather by ministerial determination, which is gazetted then by the Minister of Labour.
In Gauteng and the Western Cape,